ready for us today. You are the pain. Oh, all the way. Oh, all the way. The fight to win.
All right, and welcome. I know we don't have any audio, any music. Mike's used to live music before the show starts, but welcome to a Monday night watch party from Sleeper Wire. I'm your host, Jason, and with me is at Weatherman Mike. He's actually at Dirty Jobs 21 Mike.
I forgot that from yesterday.
Yeah, he left the Weatherman joke up from the Blitz. So, guys, if I know you're probably not out there just yet because we just went live, but if you are, you can give us a call at 205-797-5337. What we're going to do on this show is go live. We want you to tell us what you need tonight from the two games that are being played, one of them being played right now. Or you can tell us how you got jobbed. You know, you need 0.24 points and O.J. Howard got hurt. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, give us a call. Let us know. And if you were relying on O.J. Howard, you probably should have started somebody else anyway. But Mike, how was your day?
It wasn't too bad, man. It was a typical Monday, you know, just nightmare after nightmare, fun stuff, all that good crap. Another thing they can do too, Jason, is we got some pretty thick skin here. We maybe gave some advice this weekend that maybe wasn't the best advice at the end of the day. And so if they want to call and yell at you about that, they can too. And I'll sit here and laugh and cheer them on. That's why I produce shows.
I don't want to Brandon Cooks any names.
Right.
Oh, we may have given out a lot of goose eggs yesterday. And Brandon Cooks was the big one, right? Like Marvin Jones was not much better. You know, we said Marvin Jones a good amount. So if I told you Brandon Cooks or Marvin Jones, just know, I started Marvin Jones and Scott Fish, and I would have started Brandon Cooks anywhere I had him, but I didn't have him. So, you know, on average, we did pretty well yesterday, but there were two glaring, missed opportunities for fantasy football players. So if you want to call me and tell me how bad I did for you, you know, I understand.
Right. And I mean, at the end of the day, you set your own lineup, right? We just tried to tell you what we would do if we were in your situation. So you can't really be too mad at us because we're just telling you what we would do. And heck, in most of these cases, I could show you that I did the same exact thing. I'm sitting there on the same crappy, sad island as you are because I did the same thing. So, I mean, that being said, give us a call. Let us know. Let us know how we did.
So we don't have Mixler today, right? Because it'll mess with the Tuesday waiver show. So we don't want to do that. So people can't listen on Mixler. But that's why we have Periscope and Twitch and YouTube. You can watch us live. You can see I'm back in bed, you know, same setup as the Friday night AMA. that way I have a nice large TV that I can watch. So I can watch these two games with you guys while you're watching them and listening to us. So right now I've got it on the Kansas City New England game. I'll switch it over to the Falcons Packers game when that starts. Hopefully it's more exciting than the 6-3 snooze fest that we all knew we were going to get when we saw Kansas City and New England facing off.
Right. Oddly enough, two pretty decent defenses facing off right there. I mean, I didn't expect the Chiefs to be this good, although Brian Hoyer can make you probably look pretty damn good.
Yeah, I was going to say it's mostly Brian Hoyer. I think it's less the Chiefs.
Right.
And Sony Michel's out. Damian Harris is in. The only running back that's actually looked any good on the Patriots side so far has been Rex Burkhead. And that guy gets no fantasy love, but when he actually gets on the field, he actually can play.
He doesn't do too bad. You know, I've actually got quite a few shares of him in Dynasty Leagues just because he's a late-round running back whose name I recognize. And you know how it is in Dynasty Leagues. Like, once you start getting to that 30th, 40th round, you start running out of guys. You know, I don't care how much research you've done. It's like pretty soon you're looking at people you've never heard of, people that you've never even seen, things like that. So he was one of those guys that I'm just like, well, I know who that is. You know,
I know his name.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know maybe what school he went to, But I know he went somewhere and he's a Patriot.
And he paid off last week with 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Not that anybody started him.
I did in 3 different leagues. Believe it or not, I can even prove that.
With all the injuries.
Yep. That's what it was. Yeah.
I mean, true story, last year I started Chase Edmonds the 1 week he had 3 touchdowns. And Marvin Jones had 4 touchdowns. I had to start them both due to injuries in Scott Fishbowl, and thought I was going to get crushed that week, and ended up destroying my opponent. And sometimes in fantasy, you just get lucky.
Yeah, there's a lot of luck to this game, and especially this year with the just insane amount of injuries. Like, who all did we lose yesterday? We lost Eckler. We lost Chubb. Who else?
OJ Howard. OJ Howard's done.
Yep.
It's
like first.
He might not be back.
What kind of pain is that? Like, what kind of pain threshold? Oh my good Lord. Your Achilles burst.
Yeah, having your ankle explode under the skin does not sound like a fun Sunday.
No, that doesn't sound very fun. And not at all.
So speaking of that, years ago, Cameron Brate was a fantasy football thing. Do you think he becomes a fantasy football thing again?
He got in the end zone yesterday. I can imagine that Cameron Brate's easily a guy that I can slot right back in there.
Well, what's funny is he got in the end zone before OJ got injured. He caught the first touchdown from Tom Brady. So, he's talented. He's not as athletic as OJ Howard is, but he's a talented guy. I think I went and picked him up in a couple of spots because he's, again, it's a name you know, and he's a starter. Tom Brady's been throwing to his tight ends a little bit more. So we got a question. Eli asks, how much are you boosting Gronk and Scotty Miller? So here's the thing about that. It depends. There were a so if you didn't watch the Bucs game, I don't blame you. Most people don't. Mike Evans got hurt for a portion of that game. And when Mike Evans was off the field, that's when the Chargers went up by 17. That offense couldn't move. Why? Because Scotty Miller's not a one. And with Chris Godwin hurt and Mike Evans off the field, they just can't move the ball. There's no real one there. Watson's not a one. Their rookie Johnson's not a one. Like, those guys, there's no path to decent football, offensive football, if at least one of the two big wide receivers aren't on the field. So it really depends. If Evans is out there Thursday night, I'm looking to Scotty Miller to have a big game. But if Evans and Godwin are out, I am selling all of the Buccaneers offense against that Bears defense.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, it almost makes it like the threat of Mike Evans makes the rest of the team better. The threat of Chris Godwin makes the rest of the team better. And if they're not there, there's just no way. There's no opening. There's no path. And, you know, Brady threw his second pick six of the season. And it was on the same exact play he threw his first pick six of the season. I think they should just throw that play away.
Right. That's just
it was the same to the same guy who didn't come back to the ball for the second time. And it wasn't thrown hard enough. Just go ahead and throw that play away.
Right.
You tried it twice.
Probably needs out of the book at the very least. written in red, something to kind of warn you not to run that play.
You know how they all wear those wrist bands? Just like take some Sharpie to that line. Like, don't accidentally. That way you can't even accidentally run it.
Right. Man. OJ Howard, it was just starting to look like he was getting involved. I had high expectations for him this year with Tom Brady throwing him the ball. That was a rough one. Eckler, that killed me. Chubb, that killed me. I have Eckler and Chubb in almost every single league I am in. And hopefully a lot of people, because I know I'm in a lot of leagues this year, and a couple of the leagues I'm in, there was just no COVID protocol. I hope everybody out there has good, deep benches, good IR spots, because that's a shame. I just watched a guy have to drop not James Conner. Le'Veon Bell because he needed the draft. He needed the spot. And I mean, not that I'm going to hop on and go grab Le'Veon Bell because I have a devastatingly tough set of running backs on that one. But I mean, it's just, you're starting to see like things like this where it's like, I've got to do what I've got to do to get players put in the game. It's getting insane out there.
Yeah. I'd go get Lev Bell. Cause you got to think they're going to fire Gase at some point. And as soon as he gets fired, don't you think Lev Bell's going to gain some value?
No, I mean, he'll gain value, but I don't think he's going to be worth anything overall. I just don't think this is a system or a scheme that fits his style of running. I've said that since before he went over there. I mean, I've just never been, I mean, I like Le'Veon Bell. I do, but I think his skill was mostly because he was behind a Pittsburgh front line. I don't think that he has the ability that he thought he does.
And Sleeper Wire jumps on and says penis. And yes, you type penis. I will read penis. That's our first comment. And then the second one is Buzz. And so that leads me to believe that it's George no, my phone's muted, George. I don't have your problems.
Right. Yeah, we don't buzz.
And instead of jumping on here like you should, you're talking penis and Buzz.
Maybe he's in trouble.
Say again?
I said maybe that's a sign that he's in trouble. Like, the only words that got through was Buzz, but the full phrase was stuck in Buzz saw. Like, you never know.
With penis.
Right.
Oh, Buzz saw.
Because you know that's got to be our man Spac for sure. That's Spac. He's our Sleeper Wire guy.
It's not. Of course. Time.
I didn't think it was at all, ever. Not one time. Just throwing that out. It's Stevie Stacks for sure. He's running our Twitch.
Oh, that's true. He is.
Yep. We got Vegan Eli says, how confident were you all having Pats and KC players in starting positions as you watched your backups play yesterday? I don't really have a whole awful lot. Oh, let me just say something real quick and then I'll let you go, Jason.
Yeah.
I don't really have I've got my fair share of Chiefs like Tyreek Hill. I got some Clyde Edwards out there, but I don't have these guys in situations where I didn't have a flex backup plan, you know, something in there where I didn't have anything. But boy, I was up against a couple of teams that I sure could have used a positive COVID diagnosis in Kansas City today, because that would have upset a couple of people that I'm playing against. But now they're probably just going to stomp me, although they don't look like they're doing too fantastic against me. So I guess I can't really say that. But
yeah, I've got to say I'm with you. Like, I kind of planned it out. Well, I don't know if you can really plan it out. I was lucky that I had I have options on both games. So if my Chiefs didn't play, because I don't have a lot of Patriots, but if my Chiefs didn't play, I could go to either a Falcon or I could go to MVS. You know, I've got MVS in a lot of leagues. So I was lucky in that I had some guys that could go if the Chiefs, you know, I have Kelce in a league. So if he didn't go, that would hurt, because there's not a lot of tight ends out there. I went and grabbed Tanyan. Is it Tanyan from Green Bay? Yeah, that
was a very common question I was getting on Twitter today. Should I grab Robert Tanyan? And I'm like,
I mean, listen, I grabbed him because if I have Kelce and he wasn't going to play tonight, I got to do something, right? So
got to do. I mean, he's better than nothing. And I mean, but as long as that's what you're going out there with the expectation of, like, I was talking to a guy today. He had his option between Tanyan, Mecole Hardman, and a handful of other players. I guess it's like just right here in front of me too. But he had like N'Keal Harry, Gage, people like that. And I'm like, I feel like the guy that I'm going there is Mecole Hardman, because if I'm going to be going a substitute that I'm not used to, because in this particular instance, he had Devontae Adams, right? So he's not going to get a play tonight. Now he's got to call an audible for Devontae Adams. And so for me, if I'm going to go for Devontae Adams style numbers, I'm reaching for the fences. So I'm going to go with Mecole Hardman, who's that guy who's going to get me down the field, get that explosive game. Will Tanyan get out there and go 3 for 33? Probably. Absolutely. But is that what I'm going for? Am I wanting to win weeks with a 3 for 33? If that's all I need, perfect. But if I need points, like series points, I'm going to go out with Mecole Hardman.
Swing for the fences. Yeah. The problem with Mecole Hardman, and I like him as a player. I've got him too many places, honestly, is the weeks you need him, he doesn't score. And the weeks you decide to bench him, last week he had a huge game. So,
right.
So Sleeper Wire asked about three times, depending on what you're on, is how about the pass not being a field goal at the end? Man, didn't Bill Belichick just look straight pissed? That is not a very Bill Belichick style play at the end of the half to tie it up. They ended up taking a sack and running out the clock, and Belichick is not happy with Hoyer. I bet you he wishes he'd started Stenham.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure he does. We got a call actually, Jason. So hold on just a sec. We'll get this guy on here. Welcome to Sleeper Wire. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Jesus. Go Raiders.
Hey, what's going on, man? How we doing?
good. Yourself?
Hey, not too bad. Just sitting here watching some football. And go Raiders is right, man. They're tearing it up this year.
Yeah, they're trying to, man. They're trying to, but they're beat up right now.
All right.
So I got a question. Yep. I'm trying to upgrade a wide receiver. Or even running back. I have these running backs, Aaron Jones, Jonathan Taylor, Ronald Jones II, Malcolm Brown, and Joshua Kelly. I'm thinking about Malcolm Brown and Ronald Jones and Joshua Kelly. What do you guys think I could get for them? What kind of value?
I mean, honestly, you're going to have to take a shot on somebody. I mean, what are your wide receivers?
My wide receivers, I have Julio Jones, DJ Chark, Marquise Brown, Lazard is on IR, Preston Williams, and who's the last guy? Let me check the last guy real quick.
I mean, honestly, your wide receivers sound stronger than your running backs. I don't know that you should be ditching running backs for a wide receiver there. And I think
quarterback? My quarterbacks are Derek Carr and Gardner Minshew.
Ooh.
Anything available on waivers?
Yeah, but it's Haskins, I think Bridgewater.
I like Bridgewater. He ripped it up. That's
I think those are the top two guys.
Yeah, I think your problem I know you said Ronald Jones and Malcolm Brown, and I think your problem with those two guys is everybody knows that they're not the future, and their path to starting is rough. You know, as soon as Leonard Fournette comes back, he's back to split. Ronald Jones is back to splitting time. Malcolm Brown is only the starter sometimes when they don't give the ball to Daryl Henderson. And when Cam Akers comes back, that's even a bigger three-way split. And I'm sorry, who was the third running back you have?
Joshua Kelly.
Yeah, and Josh Kelly,
yeah,
his usage is up and down, but now he's
more than IR, no?
Yeah, now he's the clear cut starter with Eckler being hurt, so he's the guy you could probably get something for. But you know, you're not getting a top tier guy. I mean, Mike, what are you thinking? Like, as far as a wide receiver, late two, Tyler, like. Or a quarterback.
I think I'm dropping Gardner Minshew. I think I'm picking up
Teddy Bridgewater.
I think I'm playing the crap out of Josh Kelly because his next few matchups are just delicious. And he's going to be basically all alone in that backfield. So I'm holding on to Joshua Kelly. Man, I think I stand pat with what I have here. I really like your team a lot. I don't think I want to move any of these guys for a quarterback anyways. It's just that's you're not getting the improvement you're looking for. I mean, even if you're going out there for, say, a Joshua Allen, it's great that I'm talking about the number one quarterback and saying Josh Allen, by the way. But it's not like you can get a Josh Allen out there for, I mean, like, say, an Aaron Jones or something like that, maybe, but you're going to be losing way more than you're getting there. I mean, you can get Josh Allen-style numbers from Teddy Bridgewater. I have them both in the Scott Fishbowl, and they both pretty much put up the same exact day yesterday.
Yeah, I think you're streaming.
Right. Well, how about my last place, the guy in last place, he has Wilson. What do you guys think about Marquise Brown, Ronald Jones, and Malcolm Brown? You think maybe?
I think I would start with I would take Malcolm Brown out of the equation, and I would go with that. Marquise Brown and Ronald Jones is probably a pretty damn fair trade, especially if he's like needy at any of his positions. Like if he's needy at running back, I mean, and I'm sure he probably is. It's the freaking 2020. Everybody's needy at every position out there. So I would start there. If he said no, then I would try to add Malcolm Brown. But I think I bet you he'll probably bite on that Marquise Brown push.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's the most easy, I think, pickings because he's last place. You know, when you're in last place, you tend to.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually who you go for. It's like vulturism. It's great.
Looking to shake it up. Who else does he have at quarterback? Because that's going to factor too. If he doesn't have another decent quarterback, he's probably not going to do it.
Yeah, that's he has. Let me see. I'm looking right now. I think it's the Titans guy.
Tannehill.
Yeah, he has Tannehill. Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably more likely to be able to get Tannehill than you are Russell Wilson. Don't be afraid to switch out to Tannehill and lower your offer if he's not going to give you Russell Wilson though. Look, Tannehill is a good play going forward. Well,
yeah,
I guess you got to worry about COVID and if they're actually going to play. Yeah, so here's why he doesn't do that deal. Their next week is in jeopardy.
Yeah,
you know, with them still getting COVID,
he could take the players with it. We don't know who has it.
Right.
Yeah, we just know.
Yeah,
he could be one of the guys.
So what you need to do, and Russell Wilson's not a bad guy, but like it's going to be tough for this guy to trade him out because he's probably the only guy on the team that's worth a damn. He's probably kept him in games, and so you're going to have trouble getting Russell Wilson away from him, especially with his backup player getting COVID. So not getting COVID, but being out because of COVID. So what I would do is. I would go to the next team and see who has a couple of quarterbacks. You need a team with a couple QBs and then try and get one of them. And hey, Mike, can you take over for one sec?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about Justin Herbert? Cause someone tried to offer me him, but he tried to offer me him for Julio Jones. And I think that's a little too much.
Who did you say again? Sorry, I was reading that at the same time.
Justin Herbert.
I like Justin Herbert a lot. He is a rookie, and rookie quarterbacks don't typically pan out. The guy is getting a whole lot of opportunities, getting a lot of stuff done as far as that goes. But, I mean, I don't think I'm making too many moves with my bench or with my starters for this guy. You know, I mean, this is just, I feel like you're in better shape with, say, Teddy Bridgewater in this instance. I like Teddy Bridgewater more than I do, say, Justin Herbert, rest of season. Herbert, sorry.
All right. Bridgewater over Carr and Minshew then, or?
I like Carr. I like Carr rest of season. I think he keeps dealing. So I think I'd go with Carr and Bridgewater. If it's a super flex, that's the two quarterbacks I'd be rocking out there. I'd get rid of Minshew. I'd drop Minshew for him.
And here's the thing.
All right.
Don't be tied to Bridgewater rest of the season either.
Right.
You know, what you're doing now is you're flexing. You are going to be playing the streaming game. Week to week, unless you can pull off a trade week to week, what you're going to do right now is you're going to look who's on the waiver wire and who's playing the Falcons this week and who's playing and who's playing the Cowboys and who's playing, you know, you're going to look to see. So if Herbert lines up and plays the Falcons at some point, pick him up and somebody has him, but you get what I'm saying. Look at who's on the waiver wire, play the streaming game. And that might be where you end up, but doing that, like Mike said, week over week, Teddy Bridgewater had the same amount of points this week as Josh Allen, and they both played really well. Well, you know, that's not going to be every week for Bridgewater like it might be for Allen this year, but come on, Mike, don't celebrate too hard. But like that's the game you're playing in unless you can get a trade. But I, you know, definitely don't give up too much for a quarterback, because it just, you know, every week there's a guy on the waiver wire that cracks the top 12. So if you like listen to shows like ours during the week, we can help you find those guys and which matchups to pick this week. So and Sunday morning blitz, we're on first thing in the morning on Sunday. You can tell us who's available and we'll tell you who to stream, and you're going to win your day.
All right, sounds good. Just wanted to get a little clarity on that. I'll try that Marquise Brown and Ronald Jones for Wilson, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there you go.
Let us know if it works.
All right, for sure. I'll message you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, yeah man. Have a good night. Thanks for you calling. Take it
easy. All right, you too.
Good hearing from you again, buddy. Yeah, there you go. I only can limit the Go Raiders to one time per caller. I'm sorry. I'm a Broncos fan. It's tough.
Listen, I have a friend, a guy I consider a good friend. I've only met him one time in person and been on a couple podcasts with him, Neil from Clock Dodgers. He's a guy that is a huge Raiders fan, and every time we talk, I have to remind him how the Bucks kicked their ass in the Super Bowl.
Just, that's awesome.
You know, and it's been more than a decade.
Hey, so you got to do what you got
to
do.
I'm still holding on to that. So we do have a question from YouTube. Andrew Miller joins us and says, I need 81.6 from Mahomes, Aaron Jones, and Calvin Ridley tonight. Do I have a chance? Now, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say our producer in the background, Eli, if you jumped over to the private chat, you'll know that Eli's all on top of these questions, and I like it. He said, right now, Fantasy Pros has those three players projected at 59.4 total. So according to Fantasy Pros, no, you don't have a chance, Andrew. And I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. That's a tough assignment. But Calvin Ridley and Aaron Jones, they both can go off for a lot. So I'm going to give you a small bit of hope and say, I hope you have one of those Aaron Jones 3 or 4 touchdown performances and you get it done.
I mean, I'd say with that kind of a projection, you definitely have a chance. All that you need is a couple of these guys to go off a little bit. But the thing about it is unfortunately we got Mahomes out there not doing a whole awful lot on the field. So I'm thinking you're probably in trouble, buddy. But hey, you know, give me just a touchdown after touchdown, Jones to Ridley. It could happen. I've seen crazier stuff than that. I'd never count my chickens before they hatch in fantasy.
Absolutely. And I want to mention Schwartz625 says, yo, guys, what's up? What's up, Schwartz? Give us a call at 205-797-5337. That's 205-79-SLEEP. Call and ask us. You can call and ask us these questions. You can call and see. Let us know what you need. Tell us how bad we did for you yesterday if you reached out to us on the Blitz. Hey, you can call and tell us how good we did for you. I know a couple of you out there would want to do that too. But just give us a call. Let us know what's going on. Or you can make comments in Twitch. You can make comments in YouTube, Periscope. You know, we got it all going on. And meanwhile, we're just waiting for Sunday night to start. A banged up Green Bay Packers team. No Devontae Adams this week. So if you were holding out hope, you lost it here with Devontae Adams. Julio and Calvin Ridley are both playing. So they also got Russell Gage. All those guys back on track for another. What do you think? Falcons going to get up by 20 and then lose again?
Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking probably 35 this week. I thought maybe 35-7, something like that. So a good 28 healthy lead. And then having them lose 50-34, somewhere in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fallon says hi.
What up, Fallon?
How you doing? Give us a call at 205-797-5337. You can give us a call. Fallon will just hang up on you.
I would never do that as the man in charge of the phones. Is that Green Bay game hasn't even started yet or what?
Has not started yet.
Oh wow! I thought the kickoff was at 8:20. I know this Chiefs game's starting to get pretty exciting.
Not really. Just a girl so excited because she's on Twitch. Pretty proud of you. She figured it out. So yeah, hopefully I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back over to the Chiefs game because I thought, you know, I thought maybe they pushed it back because this game's on, which means we aren't gonna go to halftime. We're gonna go to at latest 10 o'clock. But Mike, what do you think?
I'm thinking the way things are shaping right now, possibly 9 o'clock. I mean, we'll throw this out there. You know, people don't know that they can call and yell at us yet. When we release this as a podcast tomorrow, then they'll know. They'll know that that's what's going on. That's funny that that just popped up right there. I'm on Twitch.
She's so excited she figured it out. She didn't even have a picture down there yet.
That's funny. You know, you never catch me with too many pictures on them all. Those social media things either. I like to try to keep that stuff incognito.
Do you think we should make it so we get to pick whatever her picture is. By the way, it looks like Mecole Hardman may have touched that football on that punt. But I guess they're not going to challenge it. I thought his foot hit the ball, which means it'd be the Patriots ball there on the 11, but
oh,
I guess not. I guess they aren't challenging it.
Yeah, they seem to think so, too. Patriots do, anyways. Isn't it funny how often that happens in football, too? Like, how I just remember growing up, that was never a thing where you saw people pointing or anything like that, or like doing the flag thing or anything like that. But, boy, man, you don't get away from a play. Woo! I don't think he touched it, but, boy, he got awful close.
That ankle, it looked like it hit him in the heel.
It kind of does.
But I don't know if you're behind me or because they didn't challenge it. It's Chiefs take over on the 11.
Yeah. No, but I am probably behind you. I'm always a couple extra minutes behind. I'm always watching a few. I don't watch commercials later type thing, so I'll pause it. And so
here's what I'll say is then I'm for you, I'm telling you the future.
Yes. There you go.
I
wish I could get on Vegas.com and do something about that. Like, ooh, but it hasn't happened for me yet.
No, not yet. Oh, man. And Just a Girl's talking about Philip Rivers. She is obsessed with Philip Rivers.
She loves Philip Rivers.
She really does.
And that's okay.
I mean, listen, you got to love somebody.
Yeah, you know, you love who you love. And she's always been a big Philip Rivers fan. She talks about how she wanted him as Denver's quarterback for a very long time, which I thought was blasphemous. But, I mean, she just wants what she wants, and it's Philip Rivers as her quarterback. So,
you know, the heart loves.
The hearts does. See, even Vegan Eli agrees with us. He says, for Broncos fans, it's just straight up gross. I agree, you know, but hey, again,
she wants what she wants. Yeah. I mean, is that any worse than starting Joe Flacco?
Wasn't it nice to see Joe Flacco back in football again for just even if it was for a couple of plays? I was like, holy crap, I thought he was a Bronco.
I mean, he is elite, so him coming in as the backup for the Jets.
Right. Behind Sam Darnold somehow. Although Darnold, man, he was looking pretty good. He was looking like he was wanting to win this weekend. He looks like he might experience a little bit of time off too, huh?
Yeah, he got slammed to the turf pretty hard. That shoulder, I'm surprised he went back into that game, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, he's super competitive. I do feel bad for Donald because I think he could be an okay quarterback, but that franchise is just ruining him.
Yeah, it's rough. There's just not a whole lot of options outside of those starting few guys. There's just zero depth on that team, so I think, I mean, you can see the future. They have a little bit of potential with some of the receivers they have, like with Crowder. You know what was cool yesterday, too? Did you see Travis Fulgham scored for Philadelphia?
Yeah, that was a really nice catch.
Yeah, so that guy, I remember talking to him about him 2 years ago with Jake Seeley, and we were talking about that guy, and we were talking about how he needs to be owned on every Dynasty team. And he just disappeared. He disappeared, like he just was gone.
That's definitely one of those. I always watch these, you know, I don't watch a ton of college, but I'll watch games here and there when there's good matchups, you know, not when Florida's playing like the Lakeland girls school, you know what I mean? Like they play their cupcakes and win 73-0. But when there's a good SEC matchup, I'll turn it on and I'll watch a guy and he'll look amazing. And I'm like, I'm going to remember this guy's name. So in a couple years, you know, I'll be the first to talk about him. And then like a week later, he's totally gone. Like that, that memory's totally wiped. Like I'm on to the next guy.
Don't even recognize his name when you bring him up later when you're talking about him down the road. You're just like, ah, this guy.
Yeah. Yep. So, Dirty Jobs, you're a Broncos fan. FFS. I don't. What does FFS stand for, Mike? Should be FFU.
It should be FFU. And yes, I am a Broncos fan. Yeah, exactly. FFU. I agree. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I'm the one who loves Rivers.
I know, right? Like you're not the one who said you loved Rivers. It was right. It was just a girl.
It was just a girl that loves Rivers. I however despise the man. I think he's difficult.
I asked her at one point what her favorite was. Was it an ocean? And she said, "Nope, my favorite body of water, rivers."
Rivers. Ah, see, that makes a lot of sense.
Totally that obsessed. Makes
a whole lot of sense to me. She's obsessed. What other games did you catch yesterday that you what about Dallas? Is Dallas just terrible, or is there anything to be happy about if you're a Dallas fan?
I mean, they almost came back and won. I guess that's it, but that defense is atrocious. That offense started sluggish, you know, again with the turnovers, like they can't get anything done because they keep turning the ball over. I didn't see the Browns as a team that's that great. And man, they had like a 30 plus point lead on them at some point. Now the Browns eventually did what the Browns do and let the Cowboys back into the game before Odell Beckham single-handedly saved them on a play that could have been a 20 yard loss, ended up being like a 55 yard touchdown.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was an amazing play. But man, if you're a Browns fan watching that at the beginning of that play, you're like, you idiot.
Right.
That's one of those, oh no, oh no, oh, what? You just keep watching.
Yeah. He's always been good for that kind of action. I think Odell Beckham's back. He's looking really good. He got in the end zone 3 times yesterday. And I do expect this to probably be something that continues. I did like how active Jarvis Landry was in on that offense. I'm really excited. I think the Browns might actually have some good fantasy potential going forward.
Yeah. So Landry is the best quarterback on that team. Like, that was a perfect pass. That guy should be throwing the ball all the time. He's the best quarterback. He's the best quarterback on that team for sure. Fallon says this is not pick on Fallon night. Every night's pick on Fallon night, especially when we're not getting callers. That's, you know, kind of our go-to on our Monday night show. But yeah, I mean, you know, we had a couple of questions yesterday about starting OBJ, and there was a lot of, you know, when we answer these questions, inevitably, especially for these guys that have been underperforming, we get other people trying to reply to the questions in our chats. And, you know, I saw a lot of people saying, don't start OBJ, don't start OBJ. And Steve, George, and I all came in and said, no, you need to start OBJ. Because he's OBJ, and at any given time he's going to come out and do this. But really, all it takes is one pass, even from Jarvis Landry, for OBJ to have a big game. And you know, you saw it yesterday, just big play after big play, and that's what you were waiting for him. And like you said, it's probably, I would say it's going to continue. I think it's going to continue. Now, it's also matchup dependent. Do I want to play him against the Raiders or Ravens? I mean, probably not, but pretty much almost every other week, yeah.
I mean, you can pass against the Raiders or the Ravens. I mean, you can they're a little bit tougher to run against. And losing Chubb, that will change a lot of things in the dynamic of that offense. They will be forced probably to air it out a little bit more. Kareem Hunt also looked a little banged up coming out of the end of yesterday. So hopefully he's okay, or else they're going to really be shifting for things to do there. As far as that's one of the bad things about that two-headed monster when it comes back. And if you lose both your running backs in one game, now what are you going to do? You know, so hopefully Kareem Hunt's okay. We know Nick Chubb is not. Got Austin Eckler, another one. So go get Kelly. If you can get Kelly, go get him today. 'Cause he's not going to be any, I mean, and that's especially if you're the Eckler owner, try to pay, you're going to have to pay up for him a little bit knowing what the situation is, but man, his schedule is tasty coming up.
Well, don't you get it? Cause the guy that's on the waiver wire probably right now is Justin Jackson. Don't you take your shot on Justin Jackson? Now, he didn't get any play while Eckler was on the field, but we see over and over again, they don't want to use just one running back.
Right.
So, you know, if Josh Kelly is already owned, and he should have been because he was having a decent season before this injury, if he's already owned or you can't get him as far as a trade goes, Justin Jackson's a guy who's probably going to start seeing the field a bit. And, you know, with all the injuries we've seen and the COVID and everything that's going on, having a guy who's got snaps coming, it's not a bad thing. So,
right.
Kelly is the starter. Kelly's the one you really want if he's available. But I'd also take a good hard look at Justin Jackson because he's most likely available.
Yeah, I mean, and you're going to get him cheap. Yeah, you're right. I think you wouldn't even have to spend too much fab. I mean, I'm right there with you. I think that's a pretty good grab right there for sure.
So, you know, just a girl, Fallon actually mentioned that Dak threw for 500 yards. And, you know, he's going to have to throw for that many yards because they're getting so far behind. You know, he did it against the Falcons too. They came back and won that game because the Falcons couldn't jump on a kick. You know what I mean? But, like, God bless, like, that Falcons team. But it's not good for that Dallas team to have to throw as many times as they throw. I know they have the weapons on the outside to do it. But, you know, they're a better team when they can run the ball with Zeke and keep the other team's offense off the field. And they're just not doing that right now. They're getting so far behind so fast. And yeah, it's great for fantasy owners if you own Dak Prescott, but man, it's not good for that team.
Right. Yeah. Amari Cooper had a hell of a day yesterday, but it was Cedric Wilson the week before that. And they just keep spreading it out. And that's going to be a team that has that ability to spread it out. I mean, Schultz had a pretty good game, but is he going to have a good game next week? Or are they going to probably start doing exactly like what you said? And are they going to take the more balanced approach, you know, the run first offense, let's give it to the man who knows what to do in Zeke. And then let that open up the avenues that opens up. This team really shouldn't be playing from behind as often as they are. But that defense, it's not looking good either.
One of the worst in the leagues for sure. It's kind of like it's getting to the point of Miami last year, where if you had a team playing against Miami, that's who you wanted to play no matter what. Even if it was some average talent, you want to play them against Miami last year. This year, it's Dallas. They're right. Just giving it to everybody. By the way, Brian Hoyer is playing really well right now, driving them down the field, trying to take the lead against Kansas City. And I'll get a shout out again to Eli. Kelce, a big disappointment so far. One catch for 24 yards. Hill, 2 for 39. Just nothing going on. Just nothing going on for that Kansas City offense.
And somehow defensive showdown. Like,
yeah. And New England's offense has actually started to look good. And hey, look, inside the 20, guess who they're giving it to? Rex Burkhead.
Right. As they're prone to do. They love their Rexy. Rexy's a good ad, man. I think he probably got picked up in a few leagues last week because of those numbers, but I mean, I'm sure
he's available on a lot.
Available, yeah. I'm sure he's still well available in a lot of leagues.
Thinking he's a fluke.
Yeah. You know, one guy who's really let me down this year is who I've had really high expectations for is N'Keal Harry. That guy just does not have any drive. It doesn't have any determination to get the ball. I saw one play where he just could jump up and it was a contested play. And he just let it happen, man. He just let it happen right over the top of him. It's kind of sad to see because I wouldn't say a lot of shares of the guy at least, but at the same time, man, I have enough of him to where I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, he was in redraft. He was basically free at the end of the draft, right? So I have a decent amount of them too because I thought, you know, in Dynasty, oh, there's a whole There's a holding call, I think. But in Dynasty, he was basic. He was a big first round pick last year. Everybody thought he was going to be something special. Ended up hurt all year, and when he came in, he did hardly anything. So I thought, well, let me try and be smarter than everybody else and pick him up late. He was one of the guys, along with Corey Davis, that I was grabbing real late, and, you know, still hasn't done anything for you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, this whole offensive game is just non-existent this evening. Like, there just isn't any offense. It does look like New England's getting ready to punch it in if they haven't already in the real world. In my world.
They have not. It's 3rd and 8. And they got bailed out because they were short, but it was a false start. And Hoyer loses the football. So, yeah, no score. So that's twice. That's, by the way, your son was doing some fun dance.
Yeah, I saw that, my son. I was just like, what the heck is that right there? But it was looking on the wrong side.
So Mini Jordan 718 says, do you think Gurley and Tonyan will get at least 33? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so my answer is no, I don't think they will. But yeah, I don't think they will get 33, but you know, Gurley could have a good game. I don't know that Tanyan's going to have a great game either. Mike, what are you thinking? How many for Gurley?
I would say probably, giving him a lot, being generous, I'm saying about 14.
And that's where I was thinking about 16 as being generous. And so now you need 17 from Tanyan.
I mean, that's not bad. That's not the worst, you know.
You know, I guess with Rodgers not having anybody to throw to, maybe. Like, who else is he going to throw it to?
Right. Without Davante Adams, he's going to be looking possibly to his tight end, but I mean a tight end for Rodgers. And he scored last week, so that means he's not going to score again until 2023.
But no Lazard, no Adams. Like, who else is he going to throw? I mean, it could be a huge, huge game for Aaron Jones.
It could be. Yeah, that's who I'm thinking. And I think MVS actually steps it up tonight and shows that he can be that competent back, receiver. You know what I mean?
And then Eli, again, with the information in the background. Thank you, Eli. Right now, Fantasy Pros has them at 21.5. So you're 11.5 off the pace based on Fantasy Pros projections. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible to get 11.5 more than, especially with Tanyan being one of the only targets there. I could see it happening.
Right. Right.
It's a little closer than the other one we had. So did you hear Chris Collinsworth last night complaining about wearing a mask all game?
I did not. No.
Yeah, I guess because where they were, the state kind of said, hey, we suggest you wear masks through the broadcast. And, man, he complained all game long about it, like all game long. So I guess in Green Bay they don't care because the three announcers here aren't wearing shit.
Right, yeah, it's that sounds about right for my time that I spent in Wisconsin, which wasn't very much, but it was enough to understand the people, the ideologies and stuff like that that come from a place like that. I really do feel like that would probably be a mask-free zone, you know, kind of like Wyoming. I imagine there's probably a lot of places you not wearing a mask. Wyoming right now, Montana up in that neck of the woods. Wisconsin kind of has a lot of the same type of people up there.
Well, and I got to say, like, if you're out in Montana, like, most of the time, you're 3 miles from your next door neighbor versus right. 6 feet. Like, there's a lot of open air. There's a lot of...
You're within 6 feet of people because you haven't seen a person for decades, you know? It's like, hey, whoa!
I mean, honestly... Hearing about Wyoming from you and how the internet was so terrible and the cable was bad, like, they may not even know COVID's a thing yet.
You're not, no, and I mean, typically, so they're still probably just getting over the grunge phase up there in good old Wyoming. So yeah, they're not going to have to worry about COVID for about 10 more years. They're good.
You ever watch those shows like Alone, where they stick people up on an island?
Dude,
like,
I want to do that so bad. Yeah.
So can you imagine, like, there's probably people out there right now that have no idea their COVID's a thing.
Right. And they can't get them. And they're like, I've been pushing this button for weeks. Why isn't anybody picking me up? Like, well, we can't. We've been compromised.
Like, oh, you bring COVID to him.
Right.
So those doctors come out because they do checks. So they come out every once in a while and check on you. And mm-hmm. those doctors. Oh, and as we're speaking, Travis Kelce down the field for a monster gain.
Nice. That's finally what I like. I've been a lot of tight end premium leagues.
Yeah, my sleeper app just said 45 yards.
Ooh, I like it.
So Eli says they're wearing masks at the liquor stores just over the border from him in Wyoming.
Oh, wow.
I mean, listen, at a liquor store, it's better to walk in with a mask.
Right. That's dangerous talk right there. That's crazy.
Yeah, customers aren't coming in. It's just the you're not allowed to come in as a customer because it's 50-50 on whether you're worried about COVID or if you're going to rob the place.
I wouldn't do too much robbing up in Wyoming, man. That's a good way to get shot at or shot.
Well, I figure you get shot and then buried and nobody even know where you've gone.
You never even know that you just turn into one of those missing persons reports on the side of a milk jug.
It's like that one dude that got caught. He went out like walking through like mountains or the caverns or whatever and got his arm caught by a boulder and had to saw off his own arm or whatever to get out. Yeah, whatever that story was. That sounds to me a lot like Wyoming. You just go walking for a while.
Right.
Eli said that was in Utah. I mean, it's all the same like blob of state to me.
Right. It's all like, the same place.
It's out there somewhere. somewhere that's not Florida.
Right.
Hey, I don't know. So Mike, I know you moved here recently. Did you register to vote? Today's the last day.
I did, yes.
Okay, just making sure. Last day
to register. I did like right away, as a matter of fact, like right when I first moved here. I've always been pretty into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I have a feeling you're not voting the same way I'm voting, but still I still want to make sure everybody's aware.
A rock, buddy. Nope.
But yeah, I just want to make sure everybody's aware, you know, pay attention. It's a big election coming up. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but just in case you hadn't, today in Florida's last day to register. I think you can still register online right now. So if you're in Florida, get your last second registration in.
There you go. Heck yeah. Absolutely.
The more you know, where's that? The more you know sound. Dun, 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 dun. There it is. Oh man, we're 2 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
Mike, yeah, we can go ahead and wrap it up and make this more popular as we get going. Because, like I said, once people know that they get to yell at you, there you go.
Thank you, Eli. I've got to say, you know. Eli has been on the ball tonight with these. I like it. He's given us some background stats to help. Tyreek Hill just scored a touchdown on an end around, so Tyreek Hill owners can rejoice. Patrick Mahomes owners can cry. But yeah, I think we're gonna spend the rest of this week. Oh, did it get in there? Oh, that might have been out. That was on the outside of the pylon. I don't know.
Hopefully he flips the touchdown to Kelce. I need Kelce to get like two more catches and I beat Chris.
Oh yeah. So you definitely need that.
Yeah.
Well, so guys, that's going to wrap us up for this first watch party. I think we're going to spend all week promoting the next one. We're not going to have two games. That'll confuse everybody. The normal Monday night game will start on time. We'll go to halftime. Maybe we can figure out a way to get Mixler involved.
And get some of you calling in there and getting us going on here. Be a good time.
So before we go, I got to do a little housekeeping. I want to mention you can visit us at sleeperwire.com, go to our swag shop, and you can check out all our articles and our Patreon. The next 100 people to sign up for our Patreon wins a chance at either a Kenny Galladay or a Chris Godwin jersey.
Chris Godwin. And,
yeah. Which would you take, Mike?
Godwin, for sure.
Me too. But, and I'm a Bucks fan, so obviously.
Right. So, I live in Tampa. So,
yeah. I mean, so gotta, a little bit of ties. Got to represent a little bit. Easier to flip.
Exactly. I can go sell it for crack. No.
You know, I was going to make a crack joke and thought, yeah, you know, maybe I won't make a crack joke. I was going to flip it to meth, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's something you don't know about me, Jason.
Well, you're in Tampa. It's got to be a meth joke.
Oh, is it? Is Tampa pretty bad about meth? I haven't seen one meth head down here. I saw plenty in Wyoming.
Well, there ain't shit to do in Wyoming. Of course, everybody's on meth.
You got
to
be on meth. That's what the cool kids are doing.
Losing their teeth.
Being on meth. All their weight and all their stuff. It's great.
I mean, listen, Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist up in Wyoming, you can get all the good shit if you're not on meth.
I bought like a $2,000 fireplace for like $50 one time because this guy wanted some pills. He's like, I just need it. I'm like, okay, dude. Like, I'll give you more. And he's like, all right, I'll just be back. And because I only had $50 on me. I'm like, well, I'll give you more. And guy never came back. Never saw him again.
Eli says, good job losing the one listener we had from Wyoming.
That's what we do. We try.
That's half our listeners to the show tonight.
Right. We lost half the state of Wyoming.
That's true. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close this out. You can catch Dirty Jobs at DirtyJobs21 on Twitter. You can catch me at BFTGJason. You can catch all of our shows at sleeperwire.com. I'm watching this big run from Harris right now. Anyway, you can go to at Sleeperwire Show on Twitter to catch all the Sleeperwire shows. And we got plenty for you throughout the week. Tomorrow, we've got the Waiver Wire Show with Mike, Steve, and George. We've got the Mail Sack on Wednesday. We've got a Thursday show. Friday AMA again with George, me, and Mike. And, of course, the Sunday Blitz with George, me, Mike, and Steve. Man, that's a running theme there, isn't it? Who's all on the show? I don't want to blitz crew any names or anything, but but anyway, guys, thanks for listening to week one. We're going to make week two better. Well, week one for us, week four for everybody else. We're going to make next week better. And until next time, have a good night and good luck, everybody.
Go FSU.
And go ahead.